Hi, it's Karen Webster, payments.com, and with me today is Raghu Bhatt, the head of technology at ANZ. Raghu, thanks for joining me today.
Pleasure's mine, Karen.
So we've been chatting with ANZ about the digital transformation that you've undertaken as an organization and really prioritized a number of initiatives around, in fact, the entire strategic focus of your financial institution. And that requires a number of different areas of collaboration and focus. We've talked about some of those. This discussion will be about something we often don't talk about, that, and that is the importance of engineering resources in enabling the infrastructure, systems, and other investments in bringing it to life. Help us understand that concept and that relationship and your role in bringing it to life.
Right. So in an ever-changing world, as organizations are moving away from a command and control organizational governance model to an information-led model, engineering is one of the foundational pillars to support that transformation. So that's the way I view the role of engineering in the greater context of how we are transforming within the organization. Building a strong engineering culture within that construct is extremely important and vital to the success of the organization, predominantly because we are moving away from a command and control model to an information-led, data-led model. So as a part of that cycle, bringing that culture and empowering the teams are going to be a significant factor that will contribute to the success of our transformation. So that's how I view it. My role is to bring all of those factors together. While we've had a lot of investment and support in the engineering world over the course of time, the essence and culture that is driven and built around engineering did not really exist. And that is something that we're going to push through collaborating very closely with the product organization as transformation evolves.
So, Raghu, it's interesting because you describe this information-led environment that suggests, as part of empowering the teams, you're giving them access to that information, data, when they need it, about the things that they actually need to make better decisions about, whatever that happens to be. That's perhaps new product, developing and acquiring and retaining customers. But there are probably areas of strategic focus that you think a lot about and have your teams focused on. Can you share those?
We have one single priority, which is delighting our customers through the experiences that they have with every interaction they have with the bank. Removing friction from those interactions is the guiding principle and focus of everything that we're going to do in the months to come. We are a very regulated, we work in a very regulated organization, and within the constructs of all of that regulation, we want to prioritize people over process, product over process, and everything that underscores a phenomenal and iconic customer experience. And listening to our customers is the first step in that journey.
But product over process is, it sounds proper, it sounds appropriate, it sounds like what everyone should be doing. But you pointed out yourself, you're operating in a highly regulated environment. How do you actually do that? How are you mobilizing your resources to make that happen?
There are a number of different ways that we are looking at doing this, but the most important thing is, as we embarked in the previous conversation about how we are setting ourselves as tribes and squads with a very clear mission instead of a project. So in the past, the way we would work would be define a project, assign funding, and focus on what needs to get done. In the new model and the way we are setting ourselves up is that each squad will work against a mission, and we will empower the team to focus focus on how to best achieve that mission in the construct of our regulations and everything else and privacy and data that we need to always uphold and cater to. And once we change the outlook and the mindset of how we approach a problem, that really is the key driver to success. So once I start to focus on the mission, and the mission translates to experience that the customer has with us, that thinking and that process and that culture starts to cascade and have a snowball effect in terms of how we manage the bodies of work. So when I say product over process, the focus really is to look at and listen to the customers and start to engage them. So as an example, in the Australian marketplace, our customers said, hey, we want to use Apple Pay or Android Pay or other means to facilitate faster payments. We have the benefit of having a lot of contactless terminals here in Australia. And we were one of the first and the only bank in Australia to support Apple Pay because we heard what the customers wanted. And started to work within the frameworks of what needed to get done to support that ask.
So Raghu, it actually sounds like your job is a lot harder, and it has to be that way in order to give the squads that are organized around these missions the right access to the right tools and information to do their jobs.
That is right. And I think the biggest challenge in that space really is the ability to unlearn, because a lot of us over the course of time are very much into the weeds. We want to be involved in a lot of the decision-making and abstracting ourselves and trusting the team to do the right thing is one of the biggest learnings that has come out, at least personally for me. And that is something that we are focusing a lot more on. And I think we are already seeing a lot of that success within the teams themselves. They feel very energized, very passionate about their missions and how they go about doing that. And reaching out to the leadership team to help remove the barriers that they encounter to get things done.
So you mentioned unlearning. I think that's really an interesting insight because you're right. We all have our priors based on the environments we've been involved with and how things have, quote unquote, always been done. It sounds like that's a challenge to overcome. Sounds like you're certainly well on your way. Are there others as you've navigated this transition, particularly from the engineering point of view? Are there other challenges that you've had to overcome? And if so, what were they, what are they, and how are you doing that?
I think the single most important thing that makes everything tick is our people. And as we are undergoing this transformation moving to a new structure of tribes and squads and getting the right people into the right squads, almost everyone in the organization has had to express interest and reapply for their jobs. Not necessarily reapply, but express interest in the jobs that they would want to execute and what areas or what tribes they would want to be a part of. And as we go through this cycle, it's a very emotionally draining process from my personal point of view. As I went through that cycle and so did all my peers in the leadership team. So managing change through and a significant change through that emotionally draining process is very critical. And I think we've done a pretty good job as an organization to provide the right kind of support for our teams and people and making sure that we are working and walking together to make that happen is really one of the most challenging aspects.
How has this changed your hiring profile, if you will, or the characteristics of the engineering team that you have and are building?
There are a couple of aspects associated with this. So as we move towards an engineering-centric culture where we have a lot of the engineering capabilities developed in-house, having great engineers is really the floor, is really the first step in that direction. Through the course of time, not necessarily specific to NZ, but across a lot of the large organizations, we've tended to outsource a lot of the work. And what that does is that we start to focus on incentivizing a different kind of skill set in that process of outsourcing, where the focus is really about managing a vendor and managing the timelines and the budget, instead of focusing on developing and curating your product and technology stack. So as we start to build that engineering capability, we would start to focus a lot more on those attributes, which are focused on great engineers and having that skill set to curate and build the product from ground up. So one of the challenges in Australia and more so in Melbourne is that it's a very competitive market. A lot of the organizations are slowly embarking and moving in the same direction to survive. And attracting the best of the engineering talent is going to be key. And that's one of the areas that we are going to focus a lot more of as this transformation evolves. Through the course of time, in the next month and a half, 2 months, as most of the organization goes through this process of expressing interest, and once those folks are successful, they will identify the gaps that we have and start to go out to the marketplace to recruit those resources that and skill sets that we have a gap within the organization.
It sounds like, you know, you bring up two other good points. It's a highly competitive market. It's a concentrated market from a financial institution's perspective. So I can imagine that competition for talent is certainly hyper competitive. But that this is the approach you're taking is quite fresh in terms of the squads and the tribes and focused on a mission and giving those tribes and squads the ability to execute against that mission. Is that really the differentiator for ANZ and what you're doing? If I'm an engineer and you're trying to recruit me, what's your sales pitch?
So there are a couple of things. One is the organization is vested all the way from the board and the CEO to make this transformation a success and focus on engineering as one of the key pillars for success. That is not something that is seen across a number of different organizations or our competition, both here and overseas. Focusing on engineering is something that is more about doing than talking about it. We've done a lot more in the last 6 months in terms of working with the industry partners, working with the universities, working with the community in general, having meetups, looking at what's happening in the organization, working with the conferences, and we are also working on a number of initiatives for open sourcing the work that we do. So all in all, I think having good engineering talent within the organization, which we've attracted over the course of the last 6 months to a year, has already seen a lot of those benefits in terms of people looking up to us as the change agents in the industry and the city in general. And the pitch is fairly simple. If you are looking for an organization that values your skills and gives you the latitude to work, in the areas and also experiment with newer technologies, this is the place to be.
Interesting. So I was going to say that's a very, you talk about empowering your teams to do their very best, focused on a particular mission that is customer centric. That's a really, you know, that's a great combination, good recipe for not only attracting great talent, but also delivering great products and solutions and experiences to the consumer. That's obviously the benefit you guys are out to achieve. Is that right?
Yes.
So I guess there's not much else to say.
Yeah, there's
That's
not much
the
else to say. I think you summarized it really well.
Well, it's been great getting to understand the very different approach to the business of financial services and how you are really looking, you and your colleagues are looking across the organization to really put teeth into the concept of digital transformation. And you point out it starts at the top. I mean, the board has to be supportive of this, of investing in it, of being willing to experiment in something that is a little unproven, particularly for financial institutions in looking at things this way. How do you measure success?
I think success is going to be measured in a couple of ways. For us, feedback from our customers is the number one factor. And, of course, everyone is going down the path of NPS, but that is definitely one of the factors. So there are two parallel paths. One is our employee NPS, and the other one is the customer NPS and feedback from customers. So those two together are going to be a composite for how we are going to measure ourselves against the goals that we've set, and ensuring that we are incrementally making strides to achieve that.
Well, Raghu, it was really great to get to catch up with you on the importance of engineering. Not something we often talk about, but clearly a very important element to delivering the kind of digital transformation that ANZ is focused on. Thanks for the opportunity, and thank you for your time.
Back at you, Karen. Thank you for the opportunity, and appreciate the time as well.
Thank you very much.